moist heat explodes. Your body a lady in imperial darkness. You long for a new or second light to feel the flutter of lightning bugs on your skin, to feel the promise of their bioluminescence in a world that opens for you like a pond or a poem. A world that opens even in the shadow of endless night. A world that pulls you apart, peels your husk open, wipes away the crust of your form like sleep matter. What a world you could have. Formless globe, open rivers that respond to your digital touch, and a touch that conforms to the shape. Imaginarium. A crystal light staff, octahedral understanding, an oval moment under the canopy of heaven of your own design. She opened the box, logged into Atari form, Betamax Sundays unspooled from the Friday wire. Only the light touch, the video wormhole, the nebulaic spectral resin shimmering into visual space could comfort her. She'd seen the bodies, felt the weight of loss and knee-bent mortality on her spine like empire. A weight like gummed up and perfect impacted snow on a windshield. This is not a dream. And suddenly, the desk that trapped her like a prison was made of cloud. The tachyon membranes of the deadline, broken and abstract, dissolved into nutrient bath. Trauma dewired and torn through the drywall like steel pipes, like the copper coiled around ley lines and then stuffed into form with tympanic rainbows. You made this for her, your other wind, stitched from the memory of leaves, sewn from a bunker outlined on a discarded ramen pack, hid under the dime store novel you stole from your mother's purse in the third grade. For her, you wait for the sun. You'd stand in front of tanks for her, barefoot on barbed wire, asleep with a view of starless space under the velvet purpling map of a pregnant twilight. You wait for the sun. A Molotov cocktail, a burning arrow, for her, light, fire, ashes, and a new birth, a new planet, your second